What about some, what about some terms that whites use for blacks or Negroes, derogatory terms?
Nigger, pickaninny.
Okay, what else? Joking terms?
Lackey, darky.
What's some terms you might have heard around your school?
Just black.
What about terms you might use yourself?
Black.
Okay. Any other derogatory terms you can think of? What about for whites? For Caucasians?
Honky. And for white trash.
Any others you've heard?
No.
All right, now, a child that's born of racially mixed marriage, what would you call them?
Mixed marriage?
Well, I'm saying that if a child is born of a mixed marriage, racially mixed.
Racially.
What might you call?
Well, then a mulatto is black and white.
Is it? Okay. With one black parent, grandparent, I mean, what would you call it? In term? Especially light-colored skin, do you have any term for that?
Fair.
I'm talking about racially.
No.
Okay. Mulatto, you said, was what? One black and white?
I think.
Any other terms for a racial mixture?
I have to think that.
Okay. What about the term cracker? Do you know the term?
Cracker?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
For as a term to call an individual. You never heard of that term? I've never heard anyone refer to that one. You said something about poor white trash a moment ago?
Yeah.
What would that be? How would you define that?
It's a white person that's poor and doesn't take care of, well, not they're poor, it's just, well, it's poor, doesn't take care of themselves, they're tacky.
All right.
Shabby.
Well, white people aren't well off, we haven't had a chance of an education, those are good for nothing, too lazy to work. What would you call them?
Loafers.
Make a difference of a town or country?
Probably say a redneck, hip.
A redneck is what then?
Well, they didn't have much education. They were on the farm all the time.
All right. Any particular name that Negroes call them, blacks call them?
No.
Somebody who lives out in the country who doesn't know anything about town ways is conspicuous when he gets to town. What would you call him?
Gender?
Well, he lives out in the country. He just doesn't know anything about the city ways.
Oh, he's a country.
What else might you call him?
The country bumpkin.
Anything else?
I'd call him a redneck or a jacket.
All right. It's not quite midnight. Somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
Thomas.
Okay. You slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place. I fell.
Nearly fell.
If someone's waiting for you to get ready, so you go out with him, you say, I'll be with you in...
A moment.
You know you're on the right road, but you're not sure the distance, so you ask somebody how...
Far.
If you're pointing out something nearby, you say, if you're really, some kind of, if you call them attention to something, they're excited.
Look at
like,
that.
Okay. And if you're really more excited than that, what would you say?
Look at this.
Okay. If you want to know how many times something happens, you say, how do you go to town? How, if you want to know how many times.
How often do you get to town?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that.